Good morning. I'm Bob Linden. Happy to be with you here today on The Morning Mix. Engaging in my life's work, vegan animal liberation activism, and my mission, media infiltration for it. Inexplicably, I have hosted a radio program, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, for over 12 years, broadcasting on Air America and CBS and Clear Channel radio stations in the Bay Area and elsewhere. And now, for a few moments, I am commandeering the airwaves of the beloved KPFA to give voice to the voiceless who are really never invited to the table. These voiceless are so exploited, they are usually on the table. And since peace begins on your plate, and we are on a Pacifica radio station whose mission statement is the pursuit of peace, well, can I turn the tables a moment and respectfully ask, can anyone really be a peace activist if he or she eats so-called meat, dairy, fish, and eggs? I consider myself a peace activist ever since high school. I marched against the Vietnam War. I'm still marching against wars, Iraq, Afghanistan. My peace activism demands that I be a vegan animal liberation activist, too. And I believe that's why you find Dennis Kucinich to be vegan, Cindy Sheehan is vegan, Cesar Chavez was vegan. It was Tolstoy, author of War and Peace, who said, as long as there are slaughterhouses, there will be battlefields. And it does seem slightly hypocritical to be marching for peace and then afterward dabbing the blood of a murder victim with a napkin as it runs down our chin. How do we not recognize the bloodiest massacre in history, a Holocaust that tortures and kills billions every year when it's staring at us right from our plate, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Well, maybe we're mistaking ketchup for blood. And the advertising brainwashing is very effective for the Wall Street-backed corporate diet of death, disease, and destruction that is shoved down our throats. And it's not your fault. Indoctrination into speciesism comes at a young age. Happy Meal is the first corporate lie that you're told. Happy for whom? Certainly not the animals, certainly not the children condemned to a future of heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, certainly not the environment. Have you heard that production and consumption of meat, dairy, fish, and eggs are responsible for 51% of all greenhouse gas emissions? That, according to the analysis from the World Watch Institute, a study by Robert Goodland and Jeff Anhang. You can Google livestock and climate change. And there is something we can do then to stop climate change. We can go vegan and not depend on government to do something, or much less the right thing. Go vegan to stop climate change, and you also address so many environmental, social justice, and health issues, from free speech to world hunger, poverty, Monsanto, female exploitation. It goes on and on. I invite you to listen to one of the hundreds of free archives at goveganradio.com, and I hope to explore these issues in the future on KPFA. Thanks, KPFA, Anthony Fest. I'm Bob Linden. Peace.